first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen,
just before we start, I've just decided that the toilet in the pub that we're in at the moment, it's a nice toilet. The cubicle's nice. Sometimes in pubs, the cubicles aren't nice. I'd go in there and I'd do my business.
The glory holes aren't always big enough, are they?
Well, no, that's true. But so often you see a pub and you think,
not for gym.
Sometimes you really need to go sit down, I'm talking about, and you think, oh, I would never go in there. Actually, really nice toilets in here. And I didn't expect that because it's not the nicest pub, is it?
It's not bad.
Yeah. We're in Canary Wharf. It's not exactly going to be. Well, given that you're not allowed to soil yourself. Anyway, welcome to the football podcast.
Hey!
Show number 106. I'm here today with Mr. Toilet himself, Jim Staples.
Indeed. Was I here 2 weeks, I think, I've been missing?
You've been missing quite a while,
well.
Yeah.
I wasn't in the toilet, I'd like to add.
Yeah.
I couldn't make it. But.
Jerome was on the other hand. Jerome, welcome back.
And, waiting for me.
Mr. Sean Miller.
All right, how's it going?
Eagles.
Eagles, there we go. Show number 106. Couple of 106 facts for you.
Oh, yeah, go on.
106 is the number of Chelsea fans who want Rafa Benitez to be their new manager.
We should say we're recording this Wednesday lunchtime as per usual.
As the news has just broken.
The news broke this morning.
A couple of hours ago. Unbelievable. We'll go on to it.
Because
106 also, I've been talking, because the only real 106 facts you can find is either goals or caps. For any number above 100, so we had Billy Wright last week. This week, there is a load of great players who've got 106 caps, international level. Just a few
go
of them.
On,
I'll start with Imants Lilidis, who used to play for Southampton, but also Henrik Larsson, Diego Simeone, Gio Van Bronckhorst, Stylian Petrov, Zabi Alonso, Stylian Petrov,
Zabi has 106 caps.
I can't believe Van Bronckhorst did.
Yeah,
Zabi Alonso as well.
Really?
Van Bronckhorst.
Lucas Podolski, and of course, England's own Bobby Charlton.
Right.
Legend.
Yeah.
But we won't go on too much about that because, yes, that is the news of the day. Roberto Di Matteo, thoughts?
Well,
I was expecting, well, not expecting it, but with a 2-year contract, you don't expect him. It's not a long term.
It's funny, isn't it? it's quite
very
funny.
It's very Chelsea.
From what I've made out on various social media forums, the Chelsea fans aren't very happy about it either.
No, they really, really want Rafa in, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they definitely want Benitez. But okay, if you're a Chelsea fan.
Do they want Benitez?
No.
I've seen two Chelsea fans groups come out today. I think one's a fanzine, one's the fans group saying, we don't want Benitez, we don't want Redknapp. We don't want Avram Grant back.
Grant was tough. It's a move which is just designed. He doesn't care about the Premier League, Abramovich, does he? The only reason for Abramovich for Benitez coming in would be
to win
the Champions League, because that's what he thinks they'll do. Because obviously Liverpool were rubbish, but they won the Champions League.
Yeah.
They weren't rubbish, but they weren't.
They're pretty bad.
In the league, they were. Yeah. So that's obviously the thinking behind it. But if you're a Chelsea fan, all these Chelsea fans going, "Oh, Abramovich don't agree with this," blah blah blah. I don't think they were going to do anything on Di Matteo this season. They're not going to get through in the Champions League, doesn't it? Like, I don't think they're going to win the league.
They might win another FA Cup.
So they're making all noises now, like, oh, we shouldn't do it again, blah, blah, blah. If you actually said to him, right, is he the right man? Was he the right man in charge? Could he have been building something for the next sort of 3, 4, 5 years, starting something really big, like an era of dominance, which is, it looked for a long time like Chelsea were going to be
under Mourinho.
It looked like that they were going to build that sort of dominance, and well, they were, even when they signed like Mutu and players like that before.
Yeah,
well, you think they've lost their core of their team. You're talking about Drogba, Lampard, and Terry. Them Terry Lampard been injured quite a bit and suspended, so they've lost that big part of their team.
I think
which deserves carried them a lot. Of
exactly,
time.
I think he deserves a lot of credit for this season, how he's managed to transform them from ultra defensive, physical side last year.
When you look at the table, they're 4 points off the top. They're playing Man City this weekend, so that could easily be reduced to one. They're at home now. I mean, I remember the last time something like this happened when Mourinho was sacked and they were playing United the next game, and Avram Grant came in and they lost, and that really put them on the back foot for a good few months.
I mean, I can understand with, obviously, things aren't great in the Champions League. It doesn't look like they're going to qualify from that group, but I don't think...
It doesn't look that bad, though, either, because all it takes is Shakhtar to beat Juventus. Neither of them really care about it, but I suspect Shakhtar care more because they want to win the group.
Of course,
and Chelsea to beat the Danes Nordjylland.
Neither of them really care about it. Juventus lose, they might go
exactly,
out.
Yeah.
What a true, a good point.
A very basic point as well. Yeah.
No, what I mean is they both probably, in theory, be happy with the draw because it put both of them through.
Yeah. On that front, okay, round the table, who would you see as the right man for Chelsea? Who would you appoint? It's got to be
the only Guardiola.
I don't think Guardiola is the right man for Chelsea.
No.
For a start, I don't see why he'd go there because it could easily kill his reputation. He's done it at one club, albeit very well, but it's a club that he knew.
What's he ever done?
but he knows that club inside
he's
out.
He's never done it at a club Tuesday night at Stoke, is he?
Well, he's not either. But he did. Well, I'd love him to do it at a club Tuesday night at Stoke and beat Tony Pulis. But already had your
Tony Pulis, there's your man.
Yeah. Oh, well, you never know.
No, Ruud Gullit. Get him back in.
But don't you think
he's certainly got the record. And
the personnel that's there at the moment, wouldn't that fit his kind of style?
If I were him, I certainly wouldn't go there because it could just kill his reputation.
The ones that are going to be on the list, it's going to be, obviously, Benitez is going to be on there, Redknapp, Guardiola, Gray Wilkins. Kerbishy's not going to be on there.
No?
He's on every list.
Yeah. Ian Dowie's.
Sven will probably put his hand in the ring. Now he's been denied the chance of managing.
I believe Harry Redknapp's currently parked up outside the training ground with the window scrolled down.
Just waiting for a scar.
Link with the Ukraine as well, Harry Redknapp. Yeah.
$6 million a year.
Put that on an offshore bank.
If he can't write in English, how's he going to do it in Cyrillic?
did you mention, and I might come up with his views that you probably did mention last week or the week before, the fact that Phil Brown wanted the Hartlepool job so bad and they gave it to the Scottish guy. Have you seen this?
I've not, no.
Phil Brown was down to the interview stages. He went to watch the reserves and stuff, and his interviews were like, I'm really hopeful of getting it, because they sat Neil Cooper, who we knew from his days in Peterhead. And, he didn't get a job.
No.
They brought in some guy from Scotland again.
That's just heartbreaking, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Permatown, Phil Brown. As well, the report I read as well was in like the Mail or something. It went, Permatown, Phil Brown. It's nothing. I was like, I'll tell you, it's just his like tubby funster, like Chris Morris. They get linked with.
If Chelsea want to keep making friends, you know who they should appoint? Mr. Evans.
Well,
that's the only way
they're
going to keep endearing themselves to the English football fans.
I actually said, and Sean and Jordan backed me up this morning, I said Chelsea should get someone that fits the character of the club.
Yeah.
Abu Hamza. Limited experience, but I mean, he's got leadership.
Yeah.
On the one hand, he's got leadership.
Hey.
No, there's more, but I'll leave it.
He'll probably be ready for when he gets hooked in a few months.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Reel him in.
There we go.
I don't know who's a candidate apart from Guardiola and Redknapp.
And Hamza.
Benitez, unfortunately. I mean, you never know, one might come from the left field, like they did with Avram Grant, and to an extent with Di Matteo. They seem to like interim managers, but I think it's too early in the season to talk about someone to just see out the season.
Yeah, exactly.
Only a quarter of the way through.
And they're still very much challenging.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They could potentially win the league this year.
Every team will have a blip in the season. This might be Chelsea's four-week, five-week blip.
It came at a bad time because
Arsenal, when they didn't lose a single game.
They had a blip.
Well, they had a blip in Europe, then.
Yeah.
Depends what Arsenal turn up, doesn't it? In the words of Dan Silva. it's going to be an interesting one. I was quite shocked this morning. I was, yeah.
When I turned on the TV this morning, he was saying, Di Matteo thinks he's going to be sacked. I was like, no. And I came into work and he'd been sacked.
He'd been sacked, yeah.
Bloody hell, what time do you start work? I found out at about 10 o'clock, you lazy sod.
9 o'clock.
Was it broken then?
It broke at 9 o'clock.
Oh, right,
well. Before 9 o'clock.
I'd been in meetings, so. Some of us work harder.
Yeah. Can someone pull you in about that jumper?
it's not wrong with this jumper.
It's not Christmas yet,
mate. It nearly is. Advent starts soon.
That's the show photo, sorted. Just you in that jumper.
That's a nice jumper, man.
With your glass of whiskey.
He's drinking whiskey. He's a granddad today.
I'm not drinking beer till Christmas.
He's going to sit on his knee and offer me a Werther's original.
Granddad Coxon, why are you not drinking beer? In case you can't fit into that jumper.
Yeah, well, that's why it's so big.
Please.
You should have seen me a few weeks ago when this was tight on me. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, dear.
No, don't worry. No. I'm just trying to be a bit healthy by drinking whiskey. You know, as you do.
singing with a double belt.
It's not bells.
Sorry.
Yeah. Don't be ridiculous.
If we're moving on to
so stand up performances of the week.
I've just realised that I brought the paper from the 10th of November.
Oh, nice.
So I
who was the standout that week? I've got the paper from this week. I will start.
I'll tell you who my standout would have been last week. Bayo Akinfenwa.
Yeah, we didn't mention him. Got another
he didn't
two today.
Mention.
I know. No.
It's his first hat trick ever.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Scored last night as well.
Did he score?
Yeah.
They won
3-0. 3-0.
6 in 3 games for him then.
Absolutely doing it. And he wasn't playing him. Aidy Boothroyd wasn't playing him. Dropped him and stuff at the start of the season. But yeah. Right. So someone else do there.
Right. Well, I'll start. I will say Sunderland. To be honest, I think
man sent off though.
Man sent off, albeit, but nobody expected him really to go to Fulham and get a win.
Yeah, no one expected him to score more than one goal.
Sunderland
or anyone other
terrible.
Than Fletcher to score.
I mean, it's. I think Martin O'Neill has got away with it a bit this season because Sunderland have
got
poorly.
Really.
He has a lot of goodwill, but when things go wrong, he doesn't get the stick that a lot of other managers do.
Exactly.
And I think that's a great result for him.
Yeah.
It shows how close the league is this season. And I mean, there are some other obvious ones. Luis Suarez has just continued to keep going. Imagine how many he'd score if he could finish.
I know.
He's hit the post so many times.
Yeah. But anybody in more for anyone?
I'll have to go with Norwich, actually. Massive win.
Do you know what? I had that on my hockey.
On your what?
On my Aki. I put a Norwich home win on my Aki. A couple of others didn't come in, but for some reason I just fancied it. And also, guy in the bar, interesting point, actually the landlord of the booze I was in on Saturday, he was watching the Norwich Man United game, sat sort of with us. He's got a spread bet for the whole of the Premier League games, every game over 2.5 goals.
Oh.
And every game was over 2.5 apart from the Norwich Man United. So I said to him, mate, lay it off. Because obviously it's dependent on West Ham, but that came in as well. I was like, mate, lay it off because you're in for some proper money here. He was like, oh no, don't worry about it. He was on for about $2,000, something like that.
Gambler, really.
Pretty much. Because I was like, it's a fucking idiot.
His mate
was like, mate, he's usually like $2,000 or $3,000 up or down every weekend. So to him, it's like it's not for me. That's like.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be at work for another month. Exactly. I'd be off.
I have to say, I had the same
touring the pub toilets of Canary Wharf.
That's what you do anyway.
You don't have to pay for it in there. I have to say, as soon as I saw the lineup at the start of the game, I thought
you're worried.
We're going to be in trouble. Carrick and Giggs in midfield never works.
There's just not enough legs there. Well, obviously there's four legs.
Hernandez has been. Hernandez has been brilliant, but him and Van Persie up front, I don't think it offers enough of what Rooney offers, dropping back. Chris Smalling's not fit. I mean, Anders Lindegaard and goal as well. He doesn't fill me with confidence.
No,
Norwich, I don't think, played exceptionally, but they did
the
job, and John
really
Ruddy
well.
Was very good.
Great goal as well.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Lovely header.
Fair
play to him.
They made a lot about Pilkington because he was on your youth books, wasn't he?
Yeah, and the
Alex
commentator
Ferguson
was saying that.
Remember him.
Yeah, but is Alex Ferguson going to remember every 12 and 13
year old? No, of course not.
He's not Jimmy Savile, so. Oh, is it too soon for that? Is it too soon?
No.
Fuck it, we're on the whiskey.
And after a mention to Crystal Palace as well. For
or you can talk about us every week, but.
Oh, there we go.
Oh,
fucking
dear,
hell.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Yeah, no, things are good.
I won't talk about them at all, fuck it.
It's all right, because I was watching this morning to work the 20 greatest moments of the Premier League, or 25, and West Brom survived in the last day, and they had Simon Jordan talking about it. Gave me a little warm feeling in my belly.
Right, I'm going to go stand down, first of all.
Stand down, go on.
Edgar Davids.
What, for the challenge on...
James Beattie. Not really that. Just the fact that he did get sent off, and he's making it all about him.
Yeah.
And that annoys me.
Well, he's fucking like, Edgar Davids.
Exactly. That's what he said, though. That was a quote from the press conference.
Yeah.
He's like, referees are earmarking me. They're giving me out cards like Christmas. And I was like, he's so London now.
He said of James Beattie, he was dropping like a hot potato.
He dived him down.
And
fair play to Beattie. Beattie just stood up and just got on with the game. It was like his free kick.
To James Beattie's way. He scored his first goal in 3 years last night.
Penalty in the 9th minute for Atkinson Stanley. Who won 3-1 away at
alright Rain Man
someone. Yeah, I know, knowledge is the bomb. We've got them on Saturday as well.
He's on form now. You're in trouble.
My standout performance is from last night, and it was the game I was at. Veteran striker Jamie Cureton.
He's
smashing in goals for fun. He scored twice last night, including the winner in the 87th minute. He did miss a penalty though,
rolling back the years like Mick Hucknall.
Got a penalty in about the 86th. was really well saved. We went up the other end and at 2-2, and I was thinking we're going to do this, and then they got a breakaway, put a crossover, and Cureton thumped in a header. But yeah, absolutely outstanding.
I remember him as a kid at Norwich in the Premier League, where the year he went down with Palace.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it was at Reading, where he made his name. Really. He scored all of his goals there.
And then he was also at Colchester, who was good, wasn't he? He had a good partnership with the Iwilumu.
And then he went to QPR.
He went to Asia.
Yeah, and then came back and played at QPR, which still be knocking in the goals. And Exeter were bloody good value as well for the win. So, yeah, stand out for that. And one other thing, I don't think we've mentioned, Queen of the South in the second division in Scotland. Yeah. Their record so far this season, they won 5-1 last night.
I think we have mentioned this before.
I think I mentioned it in my Scottish update.
Their record is played 12, won 10, drawn 2, lost 0. Conceded 7 goals and scored 30.
That's brilliant.
That is absolutely doing a bit. They're only 12 games in, but absolutely phenomenal.
Big derby with Queen of the West at the weekend as well. keep an eye out for that. I remember I made that joke on the show about 2 years ago and it was silent, so I'm quite glad that I got a little laugh.
Well, it was more pathetic.
I actually have a stand down as well on that subject. An oppositely bad record, I suppose. Hinckley United in the Blue Square North.
Right.
They lost 8-0 to mid-table Altrincham at the weekend. And their record is played 15, won 1, drawn 0, lost 14, scored 7 and conceded 48.
Wow.
Now, I'd be interested to know...
They've only scored 7.
They've scored 7. I'd be interested to know what is the reason for this. Are they just way out of their depth, or is there some sort of financial or managerial problem going on? So if there's anyone listening from Hinckley or who knows the score,
let us know.
Give us a tweet.
Newport County lost to the weekend as well.
Yeah.
Our friend Lee Mitchell didn't get on the score sheet either.
Bad times.
Wow. He's back on Twitter though.
Is he?
Good times.
At Lee Minchel 8.
At Lee Minchel 8, give him a tweet.
Tweet your support.
The tank. Yeah. The tank. As he is known in the lower league circles.
Excellent.
Any more standout performances?
Yep. I am going to go down the leagues as well. I would talk about Glenn Murray, who's absolutely doing a bit, as Jim normally says. He's absolutely.
Which is strange, because he's not a great player.
Very good.
Well, whenever I've seen him.
Yeah, last season I saw him like a few games and he was terrible. I was wondering why you bought him from Brighton. Mm. But now he's obviously...
I think they bought him because he was from Brighton. They thought this was
partly, and it did piss him off. It pissed him off quite a lot. He's brilliant. It's a lot better than Craig McAlpin-Smith. I'll stick that in there.
Okay. Oh.
But I'm going to go with an ex-Palace striker, Lewis Graben, who we sold as a youngster, went to Millwall. Exactly. He's been a bit of a journeyman, gone around a few clubs in the lower league.
Rotherham, he was at.
That's right.
Football,
he got a hat trick on Saturday for Bournemouth. I think that's the first hat trick of his career.
Eddie Howe.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to move on to. Just stuff brilliantly.
Yeah.
Since coming back from.
How's
from
he done it?
I don't know. We grabbed an informed striker.
Oh dear! It just gets worse.
What did you say?
I said, "How's he done it?"
Oh yeah, because his surname's Howe.
His surname's Howe.
Yeah. I see what you've done there.
He's using his head, I think.
Yeah.
So that gets both mentioned. He said he's grabbed a good striker, so we're all ruining the show. It's fine. We'll do it together.
I'm going to go back to that toilet.
There's a bit less shit in there, to be honest. So. Anything else from the weekend? I will point out one. Ever since we've started talking about Stone Cold Charlie Austin, the goats seem to have dried off. So I feel bad. He has gone a bit cold. Yes, there we go.
Oh dear.
So we're going to stop talking about him then?
Right, it's been a week. Do you think Zlatan Ibrahimovic's erection's gone down?
I don't think so.
No.
Mine's only just
gone. I was about to say, yeah.
Although people are talking about the best goal ever.
No
goalkeeper.
No.
There was no goalkeeper.
There was. He was just 30 yards
exactly.
in the wrong fucking direction.
There's no goalkeeper.
It was great invention, quick thinking, technique.
Is it the best overhead kick in terms of technique and whatnot, athleticism? I don't think it is.
Still don't. Trevor Sinclair.
No, but in terms of the technique, I think it might. I'd say it might be in terms of technique. Trevor Sinclair was a better goal because there was a goalkeeper.
Likewise, Rivaldo's.
And the way it came over, possibly even Rooney's was a better goal, maybe. But in terms of technique, technique. His leg looked like it had broken.
Yeah.
That's how... It's a bit FIFA, didn't it?
Yeah, it was like, yeah. But FIFA, when they fucked up and it's like a glitch on the demo.
Exactly.
And you're like, yeah. Oh, that'll be
see,
fine
the now. See, the only technique I can think of that seems better was a rather prolific bicycle kick scorer, say Mark Hughes. I remember one in particular famous game in the late 80s when we lost 5-1 to City. And the best goal of the day was Mark Hughes's one, which is a beautiful bicycle kick at the back post.
Yeah, yeah.
He might want to put his boots back on because his management career is not going so well. So we'll see what happens there. But no, it was a fantastic goal, though.
Yeah.
And it was a fantastic all-round performance. I personally preferred his second goal when he chested it and volleyed it.
Oh, that was superb.
It's lovely.
Great technique.
But who knows, maybe in a few years he'll turn up at Melbourne Heart like potentially another superstar of the game.
Yeah.
Exciting news, because 106, actually, I forgot to mention, is the number of different countries that have a club vying for David Beckham's signature. Right.
It's a shame Dan's on holiday.
It is.
He would have been all over this in his Melbourne Heart update.
Oh, yeah, but we would have just taken it off him anyway. He would have ruined it. He would have gone on about David Beckham's backstory, something about how he supported Tottenham as a boy. We all would have hated
First of all, before we talk about Beckham not going to Melbourne Heart, how did they get on?
They got on well. Unfortunately, they lost 1-0 to Adelaide United.
I thought you said they got on well, and I was like, hey, no, they got on well, not very well.
It was a goal from the fantastically named Geronimo Newman.
Oh,
after a bit of a calamity back pass by Simon Colosimo. Big deflection on the goal, although the Australian version of the Dubious Goals Committee, given it to Geronimo.
I laughed so hard at that, that wasn't even funny.
And they, Hart might be saying Geronimo quite soon, because they are sinking down to our second bottom, ahead of only Sydney, but only 3 points off fourth place Perth.
This is the thing, with the A-League, you are... we're bottom. How far off top? 2 points.
It's like Ligue 1, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just like Ligue 1. Yeah, but next weekend they welcome, I hope they've got the hospitality ready, I hope they've got a big buffet, because they're welcoming Emil Heskey and Newcastle Jets.
Oh, that will be interesting.
But yes, like we said, Melbourne are the current bookies favourites to sign David Beckham.
They are.
They are the bookies favourites. According to the paper this morning, I think they were 11-2.
That'd be interesting.
Favourites. So we'll see. I think Perth are second and PSG third. Obviously, there's clubs from the UAE, Qatar, Shanghai.
Queen of the South.
A few Brazilian clubs, Queen of the South.
They don't need him.
I think Jill's going to put a cheeky bid in. It's actually preempted, and I think you might have some news on this. Because
I certainly do.
Go on.
Well, this is Calvin Cordozar Broadus Jr., otherwise known as Snoop Dogg.
Or Snoop Lion, as he's now
Snoop
called.
Snoop Lion, yeah.
I've read this. This is bullshit.
It's not bullshit.
This is not a direct quote.
It is a direct quote.
What?
He told the Daily Record.
Name
the Daily Record of all...
Name me the audio.
I work for the Record. We don't interview him often, but name me one word he's used that ends in Izzle or Easy.
Yeah.
I think he did want to change the name to Celtic Izzle.
Yeah. Get me the audio of this, then I might believe it. It's got to be bullshit. He's never heard of Samaras.
He's
a qualified football coach.
Apparently, yeah.
What a load of bullshit.
He is.
He was a Cardiff
fan. American football coach.
He was a Cardiff fan.
He was a Man United fan at one point.
Exactly. It's rubbish.
It's just rubbish.
It's just like Rod Stewart. Have you seen the picture of him in the Rangers kit? Rod Stewart in a Rangers kit in
basically,
the 70s.
What Sean's about to say is that Snoop Dogg is a Celtic fan and he's interested in...
No, he said he appreciated the result they got against Barcelona. He thought it was very good.
And
he's like to invest in a club.
Yeah.
I wonder if Snoop Dogg has got a gig in Glasgow soon.
He's
going to get fucking garrotted if he goes to Glasgow in a Celtic shirt, because there's going to be just as many people who want to kill him.
Well, there probably a lot of people do want
to
kill him.
But then he probably knows that. That's probably why he won't go to Glasgow, because he's such a big fan.
I don't even know why he's talking. He doesn't know anything.
How do you know this?
Well, this is not.
Might have been teaching him loads of stuff.
He knows that Georgia Samaras, is a proper athlete.
This is not. I like Samaras a lot. He looks like a proper athlete and he's a pretty dangerous player. If we are to go far in Europe, he needs to play well.
That's perfect sense.
That's perfect sense. That's why it's not Snoop Dogg's fault.
It was Snoop Dogg's
fault. It wasn't. It's bullshit. I'm 100%. Fucking angry. I'll go to the toilet.
But he also said...
He's got to cheer himself up.
Oh, dear. He has, yeah. He'll be back in about 30 seconds. Or at least according to his missus, he will be.
He also wants... his man, as he calls him, David Beckham, to come join him at Celtic.
Well, that's actually seen Celtic be 16-1 to get David Beckham, which I think is a bit ludicrous. And I don't think it would be very good for brand Beckham to go to Scotland and alienate half the people there, so I can't really see him doing it. Right, while Jim is having his little hissy fit, let's talk about the Champions League tonight.
Yeah.
City, Real Madrid.
Oh.
Mourinho reckons City are finished.
Yeah, he came out and said they don't think he can make it up. He said he could beat them tonight, but don't see them making it through.
It's not like Jose to try and antagonise people. See, I told you he'd only be 30 seconds. His missus was right.
Back scratching his cock.
I wasn't scratching.
Something similar then.
He's a nice toilet.
Real Madrid.
I don't know what I'm impressed more with, the toilet or your jumper. It's one of the two. It's a toss up between the two.
Yeah, was that what you just said? Toss up between the two.
That would be
improved. Zero dis. So what do you think, Real Madrid, Man City tonight?
As you're sort of hosting today, and it's a big thing for you, well done on that.
thanks. Yeah, I've only been doing it for the last month while you've been buggering off somewhere.
Can you? Can the photo be a little bit special today? The show photo.
If it's got us four in, I'm sure it will be special.
No, just you sitting on that toilet with your jumper. Can we do that?
It won't be the first.
Better than him sitting on the toilet without his jumper.
Yeah, I just hope no one walks in while there's three of us all taking a photo of our mate on the toilet.
It just reminded me of something. Anyone remember...
Has it got anything to do with Snoop Dogg?
No, Fat Rene Higuita from Show's Back. I was in the pub with him last night.
What having a drink with him?
Yeah. Well, next to him. I didn't speak to him.
Also, while we're talking about...
Did you smell his hair?
I did. It was
South American
nice.
Goalkeepers. Mm. The is it Flamengo or Santos keeper?
Mm. Yeah, Bruno.
It's actually
Flamengo.
It's actually going through. Like he's claiming... Don't remember this story. He's been accused and he's been trialled for killing his lover.
Yeah, his baby mother. Baby mother.
Shut up, Snoop Dogg.
I don't understand.
His baby mama. It's slang. Okay. Somebody's having your baby.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's the mama of your baby. Quite simple.
The kid was 4 months old. He's married. Apparently got this girl knocked up.
Yeah,
the kid
model.
Was born and she was trying to extort money from him. So he apparently killed her. Chopped her up and fed her to with Rottweilers.
Yeah.
And his wife helped him as well.
He's claiming
that he bought a fake passport and gave her abroad.
But they found the kid in one of the Brazilian slums.
Yeah.
It's absolutely outrageous. And this guy, they reckon would have gone to the World Cup as well.
That's right.
Like, really, really good goalkeeper. So we'll keep an eye on the trial.
Somebody keep an eye on Fraser Forster. That's all I'll say. No, that's cruel, actually. Let's go.
So what are you doing? Predictions, Man City, Real Madrid.
Well, we weren't really doing predictions, but if you've got one, I'd like to hear it.
2-1 Man City.
2-1 Man City.
Not that it means anything. I think with the pressure off, I might actually get a game in. Other naughty boys of the week. Now we're on to naughty boys.
Yeah.
Can we go on to naughty boys? Sorry,
we'll go
I know
on
you're
to
hosting.
Naughty boys, yeah.
Are you sure?
It's all right.
I have.
Yeah. Spit out.
Just play for England.
Shake your pen at me.
Raheem Sterling.
Sterling.
Yes.
Naughty boy. I saw it
for the second week in a row, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't. He wasn't really.
Last week he got thrown out of walkabout. What's he done this week?
I've seen the headline.
He's accused of assaulting a woman.
He was on suspicion of assault.
So he's an alleged naughty boy.
Yeah.
Well, another naughty boy from the Premier League, Sebastian Bissong.
What's he done?
He has been fined after he was pulled over in King's Cross and found to have a police baton.
In the little
bit you have in your door. Yeah. Fold that baton for beating the shit out.
For some reason, I felt baguette at him when you said that.
Yeah, he had a policeman's baton. It was lovely. Cheese and ham. But, so he's been in court this week. I think he's been fined £1,000.
Okay.
And obviously had it confiscated.
Not really a naughty... Well, a naughty... No. It's alluding to it because we talked about him on this thing, but it's very serious. Luke McCormack played for Truro.
Yes.
Did he?
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago.
Is that your
glob
of spit?
I saw you do it.
Did I? Yeah. Right. That's better.
Yeah, played for Truro. And they kept it quite hush hush, I think, because they didn't sort of publicise it or anything like that. So, got a club. So, it's an interesting one, but we said we'd keep people up to date on that. So, worth saying.
Yeah.
Something a little bit different. Gaza.
Poor Gaza.
All the headlines, in Israel.
What's he done now?
I don't know. I've just been seeing all the Gaza conflict in Israel.
Oh, like, lots of... God. Huh? I was thinking, what? Has he done something on his way to the Spurs Lazio? Okay.
I've been doing that gag for ages.
It's about
Gaza.
You know, I know.
Short, and it's not even spelled the same. That's like talking about someone who's done something wrong called Mitch.
Doesn't matter.
And it wasn't, no, it was got, mine.
I just kept, I was in the office, oh, I can't believe you've seen Gaza in Israel. My missus was like, what's he done? Is he all right? Yeah, no, turn Sky News on now. She's like, oh, God. Well, it's not Gaza. Oh, it might not be.
It wouldn't have surprised me if we'd gone out to the leaders of Hamas with a four pack and a yeah. chicken.
Talking
it's
of,
not worth it, lads.
Talking of that, though, Robert Earnshaw is on loan.
Yeah, I saw
Tel Aviv, is it?
Yeah,
okay, Maccabi Tel Aviv from Cardiff. And they were training and they had to go into an air raid shelter, basically.
Because, really? Yeah.
It's the Rockets, wasn't it?
Yeah, Rockets.
They're firing rockets out of. Out of Palestine, but
yeah, unsurprisingly, Athletic Bilbao's game against Hapoel Niat or whatever they're called,
and also
Israel has been called off.
The under-21s tournament that is next year, I believe, is scheduled to be in Israel, and England are on standby to take over on that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really.
Possibly.
Well, that would Israel, because Israel have qualified as hosts. Would they still get to play in that?
I don't know.
That's a very good question.
Interesting, or would they give it to us? Maybe they could let Serbia in. Well, that would be a lot of give them a taste of their own medicine.
England are qualified already, anyway, aren't
they? Yeah, so, England are qualified.
Any more naughty boys?
No more naughty boys, but I've got.
Jermaine Pennant,
he's normally done something. In fact, no, I do. Malawi are playing in their CECAFA Cup in Uganda, and they've banned two players, Davy and Frank Banda. Not sure if they're related.
Right.
Apparently, they were caught sneaking out and drinking all night.
No.
And the main reason I like that is because David Banda is the name of Madonna's son.
Ah, right.
And
yeah.
I'm not sure if they're the same ones. It might be Madonna's son.
Not sure if they're Banda brothers.
Let's find out. But I do possibly have the strangest career move in football history.
Yeah.
Edwin van der Sar has been made the new marketing director of Ajax.
Right. Excellent.
Which,
what marketing skills has he got?
I don't understand. They said, oh, he's great leadership skills, you know, hey, he can do this. I mean, that was the actual quote, just adding a poor Dutch accent.
Right, fair enough.
I mean, would that ever happen at an English club? Can you imagine, like,
John Terry being a Chelsea.
John Terry being in charge of HR at Chelsea.
That'd be great.
Nah, wrong with you. Dear old dear. In fact, we do have another naughty boy, which I think Sean has a nice picture of, but somebody leaked Carlos Tevez's alleged payslip online.
I think it's definitely not alleged. It's exactly.
He's threatening to sue
anyone who tweets the photo. So we're just going to tell you everything about it.
He's just cuddly and warm, isn't he?
Yeah.
And this is, we don't know if this is genuine, so Carlos.
Yeah, anyone know anything about this kind of law? Can we give the figures?
We're only reporting on something. I'd say that we make up the figures and maybe rather than say they're pounds, say that they are lollipops.
Yeah, in that case, his basic pay is 720,287 lollipops.
That's a lot of lollipops. No wonder he got a bit fat when he was off golfing for a few months. In fact, you would have thought he'd lose weight because he wasn't getting paid in that time in lollipops. Yeah. But
he also gets his accommodation paid for him and some kind of monthly bonus. FA fine.
He got an FA fine of 24 lollipops.
They do charge him for tickets.
Yeah, drain out his
and hospitality.
Yeah, that must
and he's got an FA fine of 24 lollipops.
Yeah.
Which made a huge dent in it.
It's got his overall annual earnings as well. So he earned 7.9 million lollipops, but he was taxed 3.1 million. And he paid national insurance on 81,000 lollipops. And I personally think it's very flawed if we're funding the NHS with lollipops. I don't think that's a good policy, and I have to say I am dead against it.
Dentists will do a right habit.
Dentists will, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's how, if you're listening, become a dentist. You'll make a mint. Make him in.
We've got a listener question here.
We do have a listener question.
It's not a very good question. When will Arsene Wenger move upstairs?
Oh, but it's from Firas. And it was from a few
weeks ago. Firas. Okay. Hi, Firas.
Yeah, hi, Firas. Good to have you listening. Well, I didn't realise he lived in a bungalow, personally.
If he lived in a bungalow, how could he move upstairs?
Might like living on the roof, wouldn't he?
Is it like, what are the animals that you can move upstairs but you can't lead down?
Oh, like a horse.
Yeah, maybe it's the reverse of a horse. Wenger can go downstairs but he can't go up.
Maybe he's on the side roof on
this side. Is it horses? I thought it was cows.
I think it's all these kind of
animals. I think there's only one way to find out.
All these kind of animals.
All these kind of animals. They're all the same.
There's only one way to find out. We've got to bring a horse.
There's no stairs in here. If anyone's got some stairs that they could land on,
no, nice. Jerris is pretty decent. He's expecting an intelligent, articulate answer to his question.
He
listens every week. Yeah, so, and we have another one as well, though, from Benjamin Pinn, who I'm going to assume is Australian because he starts with "G'day, lads." Basically, he wants to know
either that or his on his keyboard doesn't work.
Maybe
so he has to get around it.
Why would he say "Go day, lads"?
Good morning, good day. Good day.
I suppose.
So
yeah.
Without
there you go. Two O's. Yeah. There you go. That was interesting.
I was leading Arsene Wenger up and
yeah.
on a lead like a cow with a kettlebell around his
waist. It's interesting.
I can't get out of my head. He's wearing your jumper.
It's interesting because Benjamin says he loves the show, and when he's on the train, he always gets a few strange stares. Because he laughs so much. He's not very intelligent as Benjamin, clearly. Then.
Jesus Christ.
What? I'm saying he laughs at us. I'm being self-deprecating. Benjamin knows I'm joking. Yeah. I bet he's bursting out laughing now on the 8:33 to Canberra. Yeah. I bet he's wetting himself.
Hopefully not wetting himself.
Then
people would start.
Maybe that's why.
And he'd get a new nickname.
Maybe that's why. And his surname's Pin. That's two letters away from a very apt nickname, isn't it? So, Benjamin, don't piss on the train. Got a hypothetical question for us, though.
Again, I bet Benjamin's very glad that he bothered to ask a question. Which
cheers,
is
Benji.
We accuse him of being a serial piss artist.
Cheers, Benji. Hypothetical question. Given Cardiff City are undefeated at home since changing the colour of their home shirt at the request of new investors. Mm-hmm. How much of your club's identity would you be prepared to lose or change if you were guaranteed
investments
could lead to success?
For example, would you be prepared to change the badge, colours, name of the stadium, etc.? How much can you change before you end up being like, and you'll like this, Jim, one of those scummy MK Dons fans with no history and no real
life? I bloody like Benjamin. First of all, it's a fucking brilliant question. Yeah. Secondly, I like the end bit as well. I'll kick off with answering that because although my team have changed the colour of their shirt, albeit only for one season, in terms of Gillingham, and we're top of the league as well. So there's two clubs that have switched
Why have you changed your shirt? Quickly.
Hang on. That's there's fine. Two clubs that have changed from playing in blue to red, and we're both top of the league. Or Cardiff, are they still top? Or
yeah, no, they're second. I can't remember
who's top now. we won't go into that.
The difference is Cardiff have done it in the long term. Gills have just done it for one season because they wore red 100 years ago this season, so it's just a one season thing. But I could see that if we went up, they might say, right, we're going to keep it red, in which case I would probably burn someone.
It's quite a nice kit though.
Yeah, it's not the question that Benjamin is asking. So I've got no problems with it as a one-off for the one-off season, although I did have a problem with it. I've now got over that, probably because we are top of the league. But I personally, I'd rather not keep the club as it is, because it's a dangerous line between stagnating and stuff like that. But anything that changes the moral compass of the club in terms of badge, not too worried about, as long as it keeps the remnants
like
of what the
redesign of the badge.
Anything to do with the team name, like the stadium rights, not worried about that.
The
either,
city you play in.
Yeah, exactly. Anything that fundamentally changes the fabric of the club, and I'd rather be in the relegation than top of the league. Yeah. And having that,
I'm inclined to agree. I mean, I support a team who in the 70s went from playing in claret, blue and white to red and blue, and changed our nickname from the Glazers to the Eagles.
Glazers is shit.
Well, it had
to be
history.
Fair though, a group of your fans have just bought United instead because they were that disillusioned. Yeah. So.
True. I mean, at the time, I think a lot of people kicked off about it. But Malcolm Allison was in charge and everyone loved him, so he kind of got away with whatever he wanted to, including getting us relegated two seasons in a row. But he brought porn stars into the dressing room, so everyone loved him. I've only ever known us playing in red and blue and as the Eagles, so it's with time, you kind of get used to these
whilst
things.
Whilst we're talking of Crystal Palace, do you remember the guy on Twitter that asked our help to find himself another club? He's supporting Crystal Palace.
Yes!
Glory Hunter.
Kept in. Oh, yeah, well.
His name's Chris. His Twitter bio is @Edster42. And this is his Twitter bio now. Perth Glory, Columbus Crew, and Crystal Palace are my football teams.
Excellent. Good lads.
There you go. Nice one, so Chris. just an update on that, because we said we'd
good work, Ed.
We keep you up to date. But yeah, he's I think Holloway was the main drag for him.
Not me.
No. Does he not know that they're based in Croydon?
I don't think he cares. He's based in Perth. So
it is much nicer than Croydon, so I would recommend living in Perth and not moving over here.
Okay. Chris, if you were thinking of coming over to live with us, don't now. There you go. Yeah, sorry. So
Jerome, presumably you do anything at the moment to improve Aston Villa's fortunes.
Yes.
Ladies,
although the reserves beat United 1-0 this week.
Yes. Ladies,
one
again.
Mostly
ladies
United again. Reserves
all the other teams are flying at the moment, apart from the actual first team. But again, I'm with Jim. As long as it doesn't change the actual fabric of the actual team, then a few changes here and there, updating, moving along with the times, however you may put it. But changing the kit colours permanently or stadium names, I don't really care. It's always going to be.
Do you know what? I think it's the best question we've ever asked.
Yeah, it is. Actually,
good work, Ben.
Well, we're talking about changing.
Thing is, we could do an hour show on that question.
Exactly. Yeah. Definitely
the Benjamin Pinn show. Yeah.
Yeah. So good
he's
work, Ben.
That one, hasn't he?
Yeah.
What about United?
No, United, well, I think it's blessed enough for United not to ever be in a position really where it would happen, because we're so synonymous with being the Red Devils.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously we changed our kit way back in the day from the green and gold, which we've had tribute kits to, and obviously the big campaign against the Glazers.
You changed your name as well, didn't you?
But, well, yeah, obviously from Newton Heath, Langton Yorkshire Railway Manchester United, I think that was why.
Well, I've got something else to bring to the table. I literally have brought it to the table.
You have?
Football fans down under have obviously been supporting Gillingham. We've gone with the A-League.
We did speak about last week. They are now sponsors of Martin's kit.
I've got the match day programme. In fact, we'll incorporate this into the photo of you on the toilet.
That can be what I'm reading.
Football fans down under at FDU proudly supporting the Jills from Australia, main kit sponsor of Joe Mine, and
fantastic
his
work.
Father Alvin Martin tweeted him back the other day as well.
Really? About his brothers Simon and Deirdre.
And I was like, I told them about yes, I have that. I said, oh, it's actually Alvin Martin's son. They said, yeah, we know that. That's why we picked Joe Martin, because of that, and because, you know, Jessie came over to see us.
Yeah.
Her surname's Martin as well.
It couldn't have happened better. I believe we have some new iTunes reviews, Jim.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to this, because it's for once.
Before I get onto the reviews, I need to mention Edward O'Brien.
Yeah.
And particularly his mum as well, because we were supposed to mention him last week, but I didn't obviously come to the show, and
the battery died.
Yeah, and Mike didn't get around to it, because he doesn't like it.
I have to say, no, I sympathise, because if anyone knows about their mum listening and being disappointed with the podcast, it's me.
So, Edward O'Brien and your mum. Big up yourselves. I just said big up yourselves. Yeah. What the hell am I doing?
Go on. Okay, Ali G, who have we got this week?
Ghetto-wise, this podcast, Baby Mamas, Big Up Yourself.
Yeah.
And Snoop Dogg.
Oh, and you remember we had about the last time I was on the show, I referenced the lady in Thailand.
Oh, yeah.
That was teaching her kids.
Yeah, yeah.
She tweeted me.
Did she?
She was like, I do still listen. And I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, no.
But we had a great conversation. Oh. She's Sheffield United fan. She's moved from Thailand.
Oh, yes.
She's now in Spain.
Oh, is she?
And she's not going back to Thailand.
Hola. Or ¿Cómo estás?
She's not leaving Spain, basically. There you go. She's not leaving Spain until Sheffield United are back in the Premier League, I think.
She's
back
got a bloody hell.
Ton, isn't she? Yeah. But, she's in Valencia in Spain. So hello to her as well. Go on.
Ulelia? Amelia?
Yeah.
Ulelia,
Amelia? First name might be Amelia.
Amelia?
Tweet us or tweet me and let us know Amelia. What your actual name is. But there we go. Right, iTunes reviews. How long we got?
Oh, we got long enough.
Right, I'll skip through this in a couple of minutes. Right, I'm going to go from the... I'll go from the bottom. Right, 2 stars.
Hey!
Tom Dennis.
Boo!
A bit tedious is the subject.
Nice lad.
It's not offensive, but not especially interesting either. Download if you're out of the more well-established football podcasts. So basically,
If
you've listened to all your favourite ones, then listen to us.
I think that's a ringing endorsement.
Yeah.
A bit tedious. If we're a bit tedious, I wouldn't listen to us at all.
Yeah, exactly.
But there you go. I love the fact that he likes listening to tedious stuff. But this is a nicer one.
Yeah.
Chris Carpenter, podcast review, 5 stars.
Excellent. It's what we're used to.
True piece of podcast excellence, a symphony of bliss on the ears and views expressed by the very cream of journalistic talent.
He must have some cracking.
Let me finish. Dot, dot, dot. Okay. may not be that good, but the boys' football in Waffle, spying on members of the general public and their cavorting habits, as well as chasing salmonisers around the pubs in London, makes for an interesting half. Top work, lads. That's Chris 29 from Plymouth, and he's on Twitter as well, at AFCFreddy8.
Yeah.
Interesting that he's a Plymouth fan. Oh no, he doesn't say he's a Plymouth fan.
He's from Plymouth.
From Plymouth, he's obviously an Arsenal fan.
Yeah.
Try and get down to Plymouth as well, because they need
maybe
your
help. Maybe he supports AFC Freddy.
Yeah. It's a good team. Yeah. Queen of the South have got them next week. Very good away from home. More points on the road than Jermaine Pennant.
Yes.
That was for you, Chris. The next one is Cristiano Wincaldo.
Right.
Yeah. Don't know if it's his proper name, but we'll go. Great podcast, 5 stars. Great podcast if you're a football lover. A few guys sitting around a table at a bar having a drink and talking about football. Everything's covered with good banter and decent opinions. Have to say, Mike and Dan Silva give the best views and opinion. And strangely enough, one is a Spurs fan and one is a usual one as a United fan.
Good lad.
And as usual, one is a United fan, sorry. The Yankee keeps it going very well and shuts it down when it's needed with great wit and bants.
That's me as well.
No, that's he left this like a couple
Cheers,
of weeks ago.
Cristiano.
No, he's talking about me.
Yeah, sure he is.
Keep up the good work, lads. Chris. So his name is Chris. PS, remember, all complaints go
at
to
Simon Head.
Simon Head. I like the fact he's getting on that. Yeah. Decent, 4 stars, so not gone with the old 5 there.
Oh, that's all right.
Not a bastard.
Not bad.
Yeah. Incredible.
At least it's not tedious.
Shh.
Sorry.
That was my wits and pants.
Shutting me down.
Incredible Magpie. As a United fan from the North, Oak North would have been better there.
Yeah.
As a United fan from the North, I'm naturally sceptical about Cotley's tournament football, but with the help of fellow Red Mike, this is a decent podcast by funny and knowledgeable across all leagues. P.S. Dan sounds exactly like Example, just saying.
Excellent. I like him.
Who like that? So yeah, cheers for that. And the last one, we don't do this many because this is a bit tedious.
Yeah.
I'd be shutting myself off. Yeah. But we haven't done it in a
few. This is a 2-star show.
Yeah. 5 stars, Stimpson 1984. Took a while to get into, but it's been worth a bit of perseverance. It's now a definite regular listen. Despite Dan Seale's attempts to derail everyone else's points with the most tenuous link to wherever he wants to stay, it's still worth a listen. Learn to converse better.
I like that.
Smiley face. Yeah. So, shout out Stimpson 1984, Incredible Magpie, Chris Carpenter, and Tom Denners, even though we're a bit tedious.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Sorry, Tom.
Well, I think before Tom Denners,
we'll learn to do our shows
now. We'll leave it there
for
the week. So, you know the normal drill. Contact us, banterofootballpubcast.co.uk, facebook.com/thefootballpubcast. Complaints, we all know where they go.
Simon Head.
Follow us on Twitter at Football Pubcast. Visit us as usual, www.footballpubcast.co.uk. Learn to describe better. Where are all these burgers coming from? Stone Cold Charlie Austin.
We haven't had Jay's foreign update, so next week best be a really good one.
Are you doing the Ugandan League? I hope you are.
Yeah. Do get a lot of tweets about it. We'll leave it. We'll discuss the Ugandan League, and you're going in the toilet. Cheers, guys. Ugandan League. I don't